Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe that you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
God expects you to be like Jesus. God desires you to be like Jesus. God's heart is for you to be like Jesus. Can you hear what I'm saying? If you look at yourself today, do you resemble Christ?
Now,
when I say you must be like Jesus, I don't mean you must become white. No, sorry. In case you misunderstood me. We're not talking about natural things. We are talking about spiritual things. God really desires you to be like Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray for each and everybody here that we will all be like Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for the Lord and give Him praise. There's a song that says, wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be a vessel you work through. I wanna be more like you. Instead of you listening to Hanawa Kumuzi Njala, you must listen to, I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be a vessel you work through. I wanna be more like you. Hallelujah. Push your neighbor, says, stop listening to Hanawa Kumuzi Njala. Jobe, eh? Stop listening to Jobe. You know where we were yesterday? One taxi went and came back. So as we were waiting for it to come back, one guy passed us. Listening to Jobe.
Jobe.
So Tulana said, Pastor, this is Jobe. The guy just passed, eh?
Na fita.
As I was driving home, I said, Mom Ruti, this Jobe song is stuck. It's stuck. Doesn't want to go away.
Pina e aiba tlotloga mo go nna.
Hey. So listen to songs that make you wanna be like Jesus. Instead of making you want to be like Jobe. Amen.
Amen.
So ladies and gentlemen, there's quite a few things that we can learn from Jesus. Things that when we see, we must desire to emulate. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
So, today for a very short time, we
want
to see a couple of things that we can learn from Jesus. Now, one of the things that I love about the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, that I really admire about his walk on earth, is that he was resilient and resolute concerning his destiny. He was extremely focused concerning his destiny. Focused. Resilient. The word resilient means, no matter what is happening in your life,
go se khathale gore go diragala eng bophelong
ga gago. You keep moving forward.
O tswela pele.
It means regardless of the misfortune you may face in life,
go se khathale mathata o kopana le bona.
You keep moving forward.
O tswela pele.
So that's one of the things I love about Jesus.
Ke se ke se rata ka Jesu.
No matter how the ship was rocked,
le ge skepe ne go diragala eng mo go sona,
he kept moving forward.
O ile a lebella ko pele.
So concerning his destiny,
bokamoso ba gagwe,
concerning his mission in life,
se na tlile go se dira bophelong bona,
he remained focused all the days of his life.
O ile a tlhokomela matsatsi a gagwe a otlhe.
Come with me to the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 42. Luke chapter 2 verse 42. The book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 42. Read for me up until verse 49.
Amen. Luke chapter 2 and verse 42. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem.
When he was how old? If the Bible is your Bible, please mark it. The fact that he was 12 years old. 12. Mercy. When he was 12 years old. 12. I need that to ring in your mind. 12. Dimitri, are you listening to me? When he was 12. Continue reading.
Luke chapter 2, verse 42. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem.
The boy. He lingered around, yeah?
And Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, seeking him. Now it was so that after 3 days, they found him in the temple.
Pause. How many days?
3 days.
No, 3 hours, right? We are talking about a 12-year-old boy.
Kimushiman ona na lili jara tse 12.
Where did they find him after 3 days?
In the temple.
In the temple. Where is the temple? Is it smokehouse?
No.
Is it FNB Stadium?
No.
What's the temple? Hey! How old?
12.
How many days?
3 days.
Continue.
Sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions.
Some of you, I mean, you never have any question ever. Even at school, you are now in matric, you've never asked a question since you started your education. You've never lifted up your hand and said, I don't understand here. How did you? I'm lying, ne? Let me not go there. Read again what Jesus was doing.
Now, it was so after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions.
Uh-huh.
And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers.
Pause there. What does the word astonished mean? He was amazed. They were amazed. They were in awe. They were surprised at the understanding of the 12-year-old. Continue.
So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, Why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anciently. And he said to them, why did you seek me?
Hey.
Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
The 12-year-old. Look at the answer. Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? Someone say resolute.
Resolute.
Resilient.
Resilient.
Focused.
Focused.
I love
Jesus.
I wish I was like him when I was 12. Yo. Wow.
Wow.
Now, let's go to a later stage in his life. You know, when you're a 12-year-old, I mean, not many things distract you. As you get older, you see girls wearing bum shorts and a crop tops. Let's see whether Jesus was disturbed by these things as he was getting older. Swimming costumes. Was it disturbed by money? Was it disturbed by education? Was it disturbed by friends? Come with me to the book of John chapter 4.
Johanne 4.
Let's read from verse 31 to verse 34. John chapter 4, from verse 31 to verse 34.
John chapter 4 and verse 31. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. Therefore, the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
Hey, Jesus, Mara. Read that last verse again.
Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
Resolute. Resilient. Focused. He saw the bum shot and the crop tops.
We let Adi born at the bum shorts, lady crop top.
And his mind said, to do the will of him that sent me and to finish. The same words you spoke when he was 12. Now that he's an adult, he's still saying the same things. Be focused, my brother. Be focused, resolute, and resilient.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we sit here, how many times have we changed our focus? At some point you wanted to be this, now you want to be this, tomorrow you'll be wanting to be something else. Many people have even changed their religions a couple of times. We need to learn this great character trait of Jesus. Because our destiny is to be like him. If you love God, you must love him to your last breath. Let's read one more scripture. Now, we are going to the end of his life. We started when he was 12. Then we saw him as an adult. Now we want to hear his dying words. John chapter 19:30. Are you there?
Amen.
What does it say?
Johanne chapter 19 verse 30. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
His last words was, "It is finished." In other words, I have completed my mission. My God.
My God.
When he was 12, he said, "Don't you know I must be about my father's business?" When he was an adult, he said, "Look, I need to finish his work." And his last word, just before he died, said, "It is finished. I've completed the mission." Ladies and gentlemen, it's not about how you begin, it's about how you end. If at 12 he started by saying, "I must be about my father's business," when he was adult, he said that my will, my meat is to do his work. Then when he was dying, he said, "Jobe, Jobe, Jobe." It would have finished all the things he did when he was younger. It would have made them nothing. You're not listening to what I'm saying. So that is what I love about Jesus. And one day I asked the Lord, see, you don't ask questions, eh? Since you started school, your teacher doesn't know your voice. Those who are in the retreat, I taught them that the Holy Spirit is the transforming agent in our lives that transforms and changes us to be like Jesus. So every now and then, I ask my teacher questions. So I
said,
"Lord, how did you do it? That you remain focused all your life." I mean, I've seen one or two things in life, and it's easy to be distracted. How did you do it? You know what he said to me? He said, "The responsibility I was carrying kept me focused." He was carrying your salvation. He was carrying my salvation. It kept him focused. May we be like Jesus. This is not what I wanted to show you, but come with me to Matthew chapter 17.
Matthew 17.
From verse 1. Yes. Matthew 17. From verse 1.
Matthew 17, verse 1. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like a sun, and his clothes became white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he is still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying,
Pause. Jesus was there. He took a select few. Not everybody is privileged to go everywhere. Not everybody is privileged to see certain things. If God allows you the grace, the privilege to see things that many people don't see, you must appreciate it. To go where most people don't go, you must appreciate it. You know, when you read your Bible and you understand even the smallest thing, you must celebrate and be happy. Because not many people see. So he took them apart. And he started transforming in front of them. He was showing them his true form. Because many people argue, Jesus is white. It's foolish. Don't listen to that foolishness, okay? Jesus is not white, he's not black. If you want to see how he truly looks, read that verse, how he started shining.
Verse 2. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like a sun, and his clothes became as white as the light.
You must also go to the book of Revelations. You will see his eyes are like fire. His hairs as white as wool. Which black person looks like that? Which white person looks like that? Which Indian looks like that? Anyway, when all these things were happening, suddenly a cloud enveloped them. And the voice thundered. What did this voice say?
This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
It's one of my favorite scriptures. This, talking about Jesus, is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
One Tabisa.
What does this tell me? It tells me that if I can be like Jesus, then God will be pleased with me. If I can become like Jesus, then God
Modimo
will be pleased with me. So we must remain focused, resolute, and resilient in our attempt, in our destiny to become like Jesus. It is very important, ladies and gentlemen, because Johnny Bravo is there.
Johnny Bravo,
because Slippery Susie is there.
Slippery Susie,
because friends are there who want to distract us from this purpose. Because life and the circumstances and trials of life are there. That want to distract us from this focus. You know, the year 2020. My prayer to God is that it should be a year where you clean my eyes. Because someone who sees well, they say he has 2020 vision.
motho o a bona pila ba o bitse gore o na le 2020 vision.
I pray that in 2020 God will allow me to see what I must see.
Ke rapela gore ka 2020 modimo o tla dumela gore ke bone se ke tshonetse ka se bona.
Should I tell you something, Twarel?
Ke go botse se sengwe.
One day,
ka letsatsi le lengwe,
John, the disciple, was sitting on Jesus.
Na dutsi mo go Jesu.
And he put his head on Jesus' chest.
Abia tlhogo ya gagwe mo sefubeng sa Jesu.
And was resting there.
A robetse mo.
John was not 12 years old when this was happening.
John na ne singwana ge se se diragala.
Was a grown man.
Na godile.
And he's sitting on another grown man.
A dutsi mo go monneng o mongwe.
And he put his head on his chest.
Abeile tlhogo gagwe mo go yena.
How does that look?
So silibelega silibiyang.
Suspicious.
But you see,
tlokomela mona.
John was amongst the three who went to the mountain.
John na le gare ga ba ba ile ba ya
thabeng. And saw Jesus transforming.
A bona Jesu a sokologa.
So when other people were seeing a white man,
when
other people were seeing a man with beards, he was seeing beyond that.
John na bona go feta seo.
I wanna be like Jesus.
Ke batla go tshwana le Jesu.
That's why I don't entertain fools. God is don't one of my uncles said, don't listen to that. It's a white man's God. When I hear such things, my ears close. Will you remain focused?
Amen.
Will you remain resilient?
Amen.
Even when it's tough. Will you keep being determined to be like Jesus? Your amens are not blessing me.
Amen.
When you become a husband, will you still have the same focus? When you become a wife, will you have the same focus? When you become a boss, will you have the same focus? When you become an employee, will you have the same focus? When you become a father, will you have the same focus? When you become a mother, will you have the same focus? Nothing distracted Jesus.
Akuna se sile sa phazamisa Jesu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two.
Sabubedi.
One of the things that I love about Jesus.
Se ki sirataka Jesu.
Is that he was holy.
Na lokile.
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24.
Hebrews 7, verse 24.
Hebrews is in the New Testament. Chapter 7, reading from verse 24. Are you there? If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
If you are not there, say wait for me. Hebrews chapter 7, read for me, Tulana, from verse 24 to verse 26.
Verse Hebrews chapter 7, verse number 24. But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
Yes.
For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens.
Wow.
Wow.
He was holy.
Nalukile.
With all the crop tops, Koki.
Ntse khona le di crop tops.
He remained holy.
Wile atswela pele a lukile.
You know, at the retreat,
go retreating.
We had booked for 40 people.
Nere buketse batho ba 40.
And when we got there, we were 44.
Nere le 44 geria.
And so the security came to me and said, "You have to pay for the other four."
Security are ke tshwanetse ka patella ba bangwe.
I said, "No problem, we'll pay."
Ka re ke tla patela.
Then I went to collect the money.
Ka ya go tsiya chelete.
When he got there, he asked me, "So how many are you?"
Ambotisa re ba bakae.
So we are 44. He's the one who counted us. 1, 2, 3. And he told me that we are 44. Now he's asking me, how many are you?
Are Ribaba Kai.
I said, we are 44.
44.
He said, you know what? Let's do this.
Are Ariete Sena.
How many are you again?
Are Ribaba Kai.
I said, we are 44.
44.
I said, how many did you book for? I said, we are 40.
Are Buketsi Baba Kai.
And he said to me, you know what? Just take half, I take half.
Are tia half, kitia half.
Hey, man. I said, no. We are 44, we'll pay for 44.
44, kitlo patella 44.
So, oh, okay. So you want to pay for 44?
Arobata ho patella 44.
That's what you said, we are 44.
Kitse usibuletzing.
So we want to pay for the number that we are.
Rivata ho patella nomoro eriling yona.
Can you see? And I'm a pastor coming to preach.
Kia hurera.
The guy is busy trying to tempt me.
One lika.
Take half. I take half.
Kiti half.
So I said to him, no, we are paying for the people that are here.
Repatella.
If we are 44, we pay for 44.
Repatella 44.
Not for 42.
It's in 42.
Anyway, come to think about it,
Nahana
I will still be paying the same money. It's just that a little bit of it will be going to him. Come to think about it, now that I think about it.
Nahana.
So, there's so many temptations in this life. Not even the obvious that we see, but some of them are so, you know, hidden. But in all these things, Jesus remained holy. Just in this past week, I'm sure most of us here, we have been tempted left, right, and center. Almost daily, the devil is tempting us. Tomorrow, I mean, some of you who came from the retreat, you felt like you are in heaven. When you got home, you came back to earth immediately. Immediately.
Kana kunyana fela.
Came back to earth.
Wilo abua.
Too many temptations everywhere.
Miliko ke minchi mo gotle.
Now recently, I've been thinking about holiness. And I know one of the meanings of being holy is to be different. Because God said to the children of
Israel,
"Be ye holy, for I am holy." And he told them to separate themselves, to consecrate themselves. In other words, to cleanse themselves. So one definition of holiness is to be different. Your friends love Jobe, you love, we give you all the glory, we worship. You see, you're already different. When everyone is running to Jobe, Why you act like you don't know what I'm talking about now?
So you are different.
When everybody is holding Savannah,
it's
dry, but you can drink it.
It dry.
Why are you laughing now? You decide to be different. You see, Jesus was different.
Jesu nasa tshwane le ba bangwe.
In that,
ka gore,
he was born for the salvation of mankind.
Na belegilwe ka lebaka la gore batho ba tshwanetse ba pholoswa.
When everybody was focused on a selfish destiny that only affected them and their lives only, Jesus was focused on the destiny which was the salvation of mankind. Talk about difference. But one of the things that God has been ministering to my heart recently is that holiness is a radiant, beautiful love for God.
I love it. I love
it. I love
it.
Someone who's holy is someone who loves God so much that it shows. Many of you, your love for God is hidden. If I met some of your friends and say, I'm looking for so-so who comes to our church. What? Church? Man, who? Because your holiness is very hidden. People do not recognize you as someone who loves God. Jesus' love for God was open. He didn't hide it. And he never sold it out for anything. When he was with his family, he never sold out the fact that he loves God. When he was amongst people of high status, he never sold out the fact that he loved God. One day a gentleman called Nicodemus came to him. The Bible says that he was a Pharisee and a ruler of the Jews. Someone of high status. And he came and started talking to Jesus. Do you know what Jesus said to him? He said, Nicodemus, I don't care who you are. You must be born again. What's happening to my mic? He said, you must be born again. He never hid his love for God. And for me, that is holiness. For his love for God,
for
one day he called his disciples and told them that I'm going to die very soon. They're
going
to come. What have you done to my mic? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said,
Ari.
They're going to come.
Patlota.
And attempt to kill me. They're going to kill me. And then one day, as he sensed that the day is closer, he said to his disciples, come with me. So that that they know,
gore ba tsebe,
so that the world will know,
gore lefatshe le tsebe,
that I love my father.
Ke rata ntate wa ka.
I said, come, let's go.
Adieng,
he was going to Jerusalem where he knew he was going to face his death.
Naya go na tsebe gore itla lesula gare.
But he said, all this I'm doing it so that anyone can know.
Ke dira gore ba botlhe ba tsebe.
I love my father.
Ke rata ntate wa ka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus and give him praise. Amen.
Amen.
So ladies and gentlemen,
bagaetsho,
in closing, I want to remind you. Use one of the other mics, please, quickly. Here's one. In closing, what I want you to receive into your heart today is that God's desire for you and I is that we must be like Jesus. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Yeah. Have you read anywhere that Jesus was beating someone up?
Now we
was boxing someone? I must never hear of you that you are boxing someone. No, why aren't you saying amen?
Amen.
Did you ever hear that Jesus was using foul language?
Now we
which scripture? Hello? So from today you must decide that this mouth and of mine and my tongue will never ever utter foul language ever again. No, please say amen, please. Why don't you want to say amen? Are you still thinking about it? Jesus was a soul winner. Jesus was a tree of life. Anybody who came to him received life. That must be your story. You must become a tree of life yourself.
Oh, yes.
There was this particular gentleman at work. He said, every time I come to speak to you, you make me think about my life. Because you are talking to someone who is like Jesus. You can't come and talk to me. By the time you leave, you feel like sinning. Your destiny is to be like Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. Let's rise to our feet. As I close, I just want to read the scripture and I'll leave it like that. This is in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' mighty name, put your hands together for the Lord. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to advise you to get the message of the retreat. It's very important. One of the things that I taught there is that it's impossible to be like Jesus in your own doing. You need somebody who is called the Holy Spirit. Are you here? And he is the one who will help you to be like Jesus. As we close, I want all of us to pray and ask God for the Holy Spirit. Tell him that, Lord, I want to be like your son. Because I know that one person who pleased you is Jesus. And I know that if I become like Jesus, I will be pleasing to you. As a result, I am asking for the Holy Spirit. Lift up your voice, talk to the Lord, and ask him to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Ask him to bless you with the Holy Spirit. Ask him to anoint you.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For inquiries, please call us on 081-8160153. Or send us an email at healingfireministries@outlook.com.